Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Chucky's All 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's a Friday, 8 o'clock. That means best-selling author, Washington Post columnist John Feinstein joins us on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. He's brought to you by Golfdom, located in Tysons, Virginia, or golfdomgolf.com. Visit today to experience the best in golf. On and off the course, golf them, live the game. Hey, John.
Morning, guys. How are you?
John, I think I know answer. I think I know the answer.
Uh-oh.
But I'm going.
I think you do, too.
I think I'm. But I'm going to ask you.
Well,
wait,
do you know the question?
Oh, my God.
I think I do.
Can I finish my thought?
If you can.
I know. It's impossible in this room. What's bothering you in the world of sports? And I think I know the answer.
Well, let's see. I'll give you three guesses. The first two don't count. How about PGA Tour Player of the Year?
Thank you. Eric just said that's exactly what he's going to say.
Well, here's the deal. I mean, you guys know I love Rory McIlroy. He's my favorite golfer.
He's on the rest of the tour, apparently.
Well, so it's not that they love Rory. It's that they love promoting their own events. And they have brainwashed people, including my good friend Brandel Chambly, who I like and respect very much. I just wrote a column about it last week. And many of their players who have not won a major, which is most of them. And so they have brainwashed them to believe that somehow winning a Players' Championship or a FedEx Cup can be close to or equal to winning a major. It's just not. As I said this week, I can't remember if it was in a CBS Minute. I said, you know, if Rory McIlroy retired today, the lead would not be Rory McIlroy, who won the Players' Championship and two FedEx Cups in his career. The lead would be Rory McIlroy, who won four major championships, because
right.
That's your legacy. That's what matters the most. That's where the pressure is the most by far. I mean, I've covered all these events. As Jeff Sluman once said, two things about a major championship. One, the air feels different. And two, you can always tell it's a major on Thursday morning because the line for the bathroom is a lot longer before guys go out to play. It's just, it's a different kind of event. It just is. It's like being in the NCAA tournament versus playing in the NIT. Mm-hmm. And Brooks Koepka won three times this year. Rory won three times this year. But Koepka won the PGA. He also finished second, T2, and fourth in the other four majors. Rory's highest finish in a major was T8.
Mm-hmm.
And he missed a cut. At the Open Championship, which, as you know, really hurt him. So there's no way, there is no way that Brooks Koepka wasn't the player of the year. And the tour, because they think secrecy is more important than the CIA does, they won't tell you how many votes there were. They won't tell you that so-and-so had 118 votes and the runner-up had 102 votes. They tell you nothing. They don't even tell you who the runner-up is. They say, here are the others who received votes in alphabetical order.
And John, if you thought Brooks had a chip on his shoulder last year,
oh yeah,
wait till next year.
This is going to be good for him.
Yeah,
because he's going to look at all these guys mm-hmm. and know that some of them didn't vote for him and go, okay, I'm going to kick your ass.
Yeah, right.
And he's good enough to do that, as we know. And again, I don't. You know, people have been saying, well, if the players say, well, no, because the players, 95% of the players on tour, I don't know the exact number, but maybe more than that, have never won a major. Most have never contended in a major. Some have never played in a major. So are they gonna want to say that winning a major is the most important thing? Or are they going to want to say, oh, yeah, I finished T8 in a Players or something like that. So I'll say that's important. It's just not as important. The Players is a very good event. And the FedEx Cup is good. I like it. But here's the deal. Those events are about money.
Mm-hmm.
The four major championships are about history.
Right.
You can, as Tom Kite said, when he finally won a major, the U.S. Open in 1992, now I know what the first line of my obituary will be. Mm-hmm. Former U.S. Open champion Tom Kite, comma. That's what it is.
Right. See, I heard some players talking about it on the golf channel, whatever it is, on Sirius, and they were saying before the vote that Rory is just so well liked. If people perceive it close at all, they're just going to find
a reason.
They're going to vote for Rory.
There's no question that there's a popularity thing involved in it, and that's why I believe, you know, like when I vote in the AP basketball poll, my vote, every vote, there's 70 votes. Every vote is out there on Monday. Who did you vote for? 1 to 25. So that I have to stand behind it. You know, I have to get blasted by fans because their team's not high enough or I left their team out. And that's fine. To me, if you vote for something, you know, you're not required by law or anything like that to tell people who you voted for. But if you take on the extra responsibility beyond voting in an election, you know, as a Hall of Fame voter, as a voter in polls, whatever, or for player of the year, you know, like Major League Baseball, for example, there are media guys who vote for the MVP and Cy Young Award. You should publicly have to stand behind your vote and say, this is why I voted for him. This is why I didn't vote for him. Because guys, more often than not, have good reasons. So I think what the tour should do, which they won't, because like I said, they don't even announce fines for crying out loud. In fact, my friend Paul Guidos once got fined for telling me that he'd been fined. Literally, he got fined for that. But if you're going to vote, then you should have to say publicly, it should be out there that Jim Furyk voted for Rory and Tiger Woods voted for Brooks or whatever it might be, or that they didn't vote, by the way, because nobody's required to vote. And the tour, they won't even tell you how many people voted or what the vote count was. So, Jason, yes, you got the question right. You get the prize for today.
Thank you.
Joined by best-selling
author. Thank you for letting me vent, because I've been pissed off about this ever since they announced
it. We can tell. Yeah. Joined by best-selling author, Washington Post columnist John Feinstein, you mentioned voting in rankings. Both Maryland and Virginia ranked in college football. Is it okay for a couple of us Terp alums to be excited about Loxley and the team at 2-0, or is it a little too early?
I think it's premature. Let's see. One thing I think we have to say, because most of these players, correct me if I'm wrong, I know the quarterback wasn't, but most of these players were recruited by DJ Durkin.
He actually recruited fairly well.
Yeah. I mean, he was obviously a decent recruiter because they've got some good players. But, again, they beat Howard. Howard is, at best, a mid-level FCS team. I hope they're a mid-level FCS team. Syracuse was clearly overrated. You could tell that in their game against Liberty. I think we talked about that last week.
Yep.
And they should be Temple. Temple's not very good. So when they get to Big Ten play, then we'll find out. I mean, it looks like they're better. And if you're a Maryland fan, you should feel really good about the first 2 weeks, and you should feel some hope. I think that's fair. But I wouldn't start making my plans for the college football playoff semifinals just yet.
No, but hey, a couple good wins.
Hey, it's just good that there's some excitement over there in CP.
Yeah, no, I mean, as I said, it's good. Yeah. It's good that they're 2-0. It's good that they blasted Syracuse. I mean, Syracuse isn't awful. I mean, they're an okay. They'll probably be 6-6. I think, by the way, the ACC, every team except Clemson is going to finish 6-6. I mean, the mediocrity across the board in that league is unbelievable. That's sort of the sad thing. If Maryland was in the ACC, they'd have a chance, if they weren't in Clemson's division, to maybe make the championship game or at least be the second or third best team in the league.
Right.
But they're in the Big Ten, so they're going to play Ohio State. They're going to play Michigan. And you can say Michigan looked vulnerable on Saturday against Army. Army should have won that game. That's not something that's bothering me in sports, Jason, but boy, does it bother me, because Army should have won the game. But I think that was more the fact that Army's good, and they're really hard to play against. Oklahoma beat them in overtime last year and went to the playoff. So I know Michigan people are in total panic. I was fascinated reading comments on the internet. Then now they want to fire Harbaugh. Harbaugh was like the prodigal son coming home to save the program, and now they want to fire him. And I think he's 80-14 or something like that. But he hasn't beaten Ohio State. So I think that when Maryland gets into the crux of the Big Ten, then we'll find out. I don't know who they play in the West this year, but obviously they have to play the four powers in the East.
Did you see Gilbert Arenas' comments in the last 24 hours about the two kids that he knows got paid in the last 5 years to attend Duke over Kentucky?
Do you really want to trust Gilbert Arenas on anything?
No, I'm just asking. I mean, I know it's Gilbert.
And I'm answering.
He's whacking. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what
to you know, I wouldn't show. How would Gilbert Arenas know would be my next question. How do you know, Gilbert?
Yeah, I don't know.
Were you there when they got paid? Do you have documents that show that they got paid? And by the way, here's the thing. You know, with all this stuff with Nike and the Zion Williamson thing.
Right.
That Nike pays Duke, Kentucky, and Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Those are all Nike schools. They pay those three coaches a lot of money. They put a lot of money into those three schools. Do you think for one second Nike would pick any one of those three schools over the other two and have to answer to them? Why did you send Zion Williamson to Duke, or why did you send him to Kentucky or Kansas?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, people get carried away with this stuff, and I'm not saying it because it's Duke and Krzyzewski. I mean, I don't believe Krzyzewski cheats. I've known him for 40 years. But, you know, if you're asking me who I trust, Mike Krzyzewski or Gilbert Arenas, seriously?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a pretty easy call.
Right, let's go from one wackadoo and Gilbert Arenas to another, Antonio Brown. If you're the NFL, what do you do with this situation?
You know, I don't know if you read Sally Jenkins' column this morning, but she made the point that, look, we don't know. It's a he said, she said, mm-hmm. as so many of these rape accusation cases are. But if you read the language of the text that she filed in court and said came from Antonio Brown, can't be 100% sure, but I would think that she, if she's got the text, they probably are from him, and she's probably got evidence that they are. The way he talks about women and about this woman is scary. And is he the only one? No. I mean, you guys have been in locker rooms. I've been in locker rooms. You know how people talk. And some of it's just macho showing off. But that is often the language of the locker room, of the men, male locker room. And I think that, again, Goodell's supposed to talk to this woman. When is he going to talk to her? Today?
No, but, I think it's Wednesday.
I think it's next
okay,
week.
Okay, so presumably he's going to play Sunday. We don't know how much he'll play since he missed basically all of training camp. But I think depending on what how Goodell's conversation goes with this woman, that maybe they have to put him on the exempt list. Now, did you see today someone from the Bills was suspended for 6 weeks
for some kind of
domestic violence charge, and he's not been convicted of anything. I mean, there's precedent for the fact that you could suspend a guy without there being any kind of court case. This is a civil trial, remember. This is not a criminal accusation. So that gives Brown some wiggle room, I would think. Yeah. Hey, God, it's a tough one to call. It really is.
Tyrell Dodson.
But reading his language doesn't make me think he's a good guy. Let's put it that way.
Oh, there's no question he's not a good guy.
Yeah. Yeah. I was sort of understating it intentionally.
Yeah. What is your take on the Nats down the stretch here? They had lost two of three series, but then they do beat the Twins to win two out of three there. They have a little bit of momentum, but it's a tough stretch here to close out the season.
Well, I think unless something crazy happens one way or the other, they're gonna host the wild card game. I don't think they're gonna catch the Braves. I mean, you know, you can say, well, if they sweep this weekend, they'll be within 5.5. Yeah, they'll be within 5.5 if they sweep, and it'll be with like 13 games left. So chances are they're not gonna catch the Braves. Chances are nobody's gonna catch them for the first wild card. I'm sure the Brewers and Cubs are playing each other before the season's over, and they're the two teams that are 3.5 back right now. So I think they're going to be the first. I don't know. Boz wrote a column this morning, which honestly I haven't read, but these 17 games are a crucible, and we're going to find out about the Nats now. No, we're going to find out about the Nats when they get in postseason.
Yeah.
We'll find out about the Nats in that wild card game, and if they advance from the wild card game, then they're going to have to play the Dodgers. We'll find out about them then. And, you know, I people in this town tend to think that everything that the home team is doing is the hardest thing anybody's ever done in history. I still remember how Joe Gibbs used to say every game that his team was going to play, there was just no way they were going to be able to compete because the backup defensive tackle was hurt. And, you know, maybe that's true in every city. This is the one I live in. But I don't think they're in a crucible the next 17 games. I expect them to play well enough that they'll be at least the first wild card, and then we'll find out about them.
The Brewers do not play the Cubs, by the way.
Oh, they don't. That's interesting. Usually they schedule that way. No. But the Brewers are in serious trouble, you know, with Yelich out. If they make the playoffs, then Craig Counsell should be manager of the year.
John, just a quick follow-up on the Terps. They draw Purdue, Nebraska, and Minnesota out of the Big Ten.
Purdue, Nebraska, Minnesota. Okay, well, at least two of those games should be winnable. Purdue and they're all winnable. And Nebraska's better, but they just blew a big lead and lost at Colorado last week. So that's a pretty good draw. You don't have Iowa. You don't have Wisconsin.
Yep.
So they've got about as good a draw as you can get playing in the Big Ten East.
All right, John, we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Okay, fellas. Yep. Look forward to it.
Have a good weekend. It.
Take care.
John Feinstein, who joined us on a Football Friday on The Fan, presented by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino. Charlestown, every game, every bet for real sports fans. Coming up next, let's dive into Dallas week. Redskins host the Cowboys. Home opener. What do you expect? 800-636-1067. And for you optimistic Redskins fans, how do the Redskins pull off the win? Adrian Peterson's getting the start because Darius Geis had his meniscal repair yesterday. He's going to be out 6 to 8 weeks, they say. How do the Redskins pull off a win? What do you expect to see on Sunday? 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls next here on the Junkies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington on a Football Friday on The Fan. Presented by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Charlestown. Every game, every bet for real sports fans. Coming up at 8:45. Give you a chance to win some Nats Braves tickets. But right now we wanted to dive into this Redskins-Cowboys matchup. There's been a lot of stuff we've been talking about all week, kind of behind the scenes. Darius Geis, of course, getting injured, flying down to see Dr. James Andrews, ultimately having a surgery. That means Adrian Peterson is your lead back.
That's your guy.
We talked to Craig Hoffman, a Redskins beat reporter at 720 about it. Makes the Redskins offense a little more predictable. They weren't able to run as much with Adrian Peterson as they are with Darius Geis. Maybe don't run as much RPOs, the read option stuff.
Yeah, you have to ditch that because it doesn't look good on him.
I do expect Adrian Peterson to have a pretty good game. I don't think he's going to have a great game, but I think he's going to have a pretty good game. Probably a couple of carries, which he bounces out and is somewhat successful. But I just don't expect Case Keenum to be as successful as he was in week one.
Well,
and
put
on
it this
the defensive
way.
Side of the ball, they need to prove it to me for me to buy in that they're this top defense. And I think the Cowboys, they look damn prolific in week one. So I think it's going to be another pretty comfortable win for the opponent. I think the Cowboys are going to win by 10+. That's what I thought in the Eagles game too. Yeah. And ultimately
they
the Redskins.
The back door.
Yeah, the score wasn't as much
I think
as
you're
what
right.
it was.
But I mean, remember last year in the first game, you didn't think that Adrian Peterson was going to rush for 99 yards and they'd hold Zeke to 33.
Correct.
And Alex Smith actually only threw for 178 yards in that game.
Mm-hmm.
That's his favorite yardage total number.
He did that three times last year. Exactly 178.
Did he do it in consecutive games?
I think so.
I mean, isn't it largely the same team? Dallas? From last year?
Well, they picked up Amari Cooper, mid-season last year?
Yeah, they didn't have Cooper.
Yeah, and Witten's back, and Witten's 100 years old, but, you know, he wasn't there last year, obviously.
But Gallup is emerging as a threat.
Yeah. I just think that over 60 minutes, their offensive line will just control you. And if you can't get pressure on Dak, then the secondary has no shot. And I think that's what you're going to see. I think all of those offensive weapons that Dak has, they feed off of the offensive line that is so good for Dallas. And if they can control the game, how can you beat them?
Phone number is 800-636-1067. I got to believe there are very few people picking the Redskins. But I want to hear from those that think the Redskins are going to win and tell us how. Or if you think the Cowboys are going to win in a squeaker or big, 800-636-1067. You're right. There's a formula where you can slow them down, control the clock, all those things we talk. Basically, we're going to talk about every week for the Redskins. Here's how the Redskins win: control the clock,
well,
run the
sustained drives. They
don't
can't,
make any turnovers.
They can't have all those penalties.
It's like all the basics.
Yeah, they are basics, but they're doable. You can't go three and out 4 out of 5 drives. You can't have however many penalties they have. Well, they have 10, 11 penalties, whatever it is. Yeah. You can't have 5 of them in 3 drives, all on the offensive line.
But do you think talent-wise they're even close to the Cowboys? See, this is when I look at the Eagles game, there's a lot of things you can get into, but to me, the Eagles just have better talent.
No, I don't. No.
And I think the Cowboys have better talent.
The Cowboys are a superior team, but yes, I believe in the NFL, anybody can win any given week. Yes. Literally, anybody can win.
No, but
except maybe against like the Patriots or something when they're really rolling.
When they're playing the Dolphins.
Yeah. Right. But I think generally speaking, anybody can win.
There's certain teams that have no shot of beating other teams.
Right.
Yeah.
Like the Dolphins have no shot of beating the Patriots this weekend.
Not, I don't think the Skins are that far off.
I wouldn't go that far in this particular matchup.
I mean, we're clearly underdogs.
But yes,
underdogs win all the time.
Dallas 1-46 is a better roster, yes.
I don't think
anyone would disagree with
that. I don't think anybody thought Tampa was going to win yesterday, right?
I didn't.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know.
But that was more of a, you know, I know based in Vegas it wasn't, but that's kind of a more of
a. Put a gun in my head, I'm betting on the Cowboys. I have the Cowboys winning the game.
I don't think it's
outrageous to think that we could hang.
I think it was harder for Case to hook up with a guy like Terry McLaurin because now there's some film on Terry McLaurin. They hid him in the preseason.
Can the Dallas DBs run with him?
I mean, it doesn't matter. But you might keep a safety over the top.
You could.
For McLaurin, which, you know, part of the reason the first McLaurin play worked, maybe it was the second one, which Case missed, was they ran a jet sweep off of it.
Right.
And the safety sucked up for the fake jet sweep. I'm just saying that the defense is going to be more prepared for what the Redskins were able to do in week one.
But I thought Gruden and company called a very good game, and they'll be ready to call another one this weekend.
But you'll mock me, and I've said this for a couple of years. I think when they're healthy, especially this year more so than ever, and Jay even alluded to this in his presser this week, that, okay, if they try to take away some of McLaurin, they have so many other guys. I actually think we have weapons. And I said it last year.
Jordan
the guys
Reed playing would be huge.
Jordan Reed is a huge weapon, right? I mean, I think Paul Richardson, when healthy, can be a weapon. I think Trey Quinn could be a weapon. I think all these guys could do their roles. And so if they take away one thing, we have other things that we can hit them
with.
You can't have penalties. You can't go three and out, and you have to hit on them.
Do they have enough big play weapons?
I mean, I think they have a couple.
Chris Thompson was targeted 10 times last week. I would expect him to get even more
Chris Thompson
of that
is a weapon.
Week.
Yeah, but
it's a good weapon,
to me, the
man.
Most important
it's a good
thing
one to punch.
Here's what
they
cannot do. I'd like to have him on my team, but overall, Dallas just has more big play weapons.
Here's what they can't do. Yeah. For sure.
They were 11 of 17 on letting the Eagles convert third downs last week, including backbreaker third and tens to DeSean Jackson for touchdowns. You just cannot let that happen in back-to-back weeks, or you will get blown out at home if that happens.
All right. Well, maybe the crowd noise will really disturb the Cowboys offense.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to disturb them where there's 40,000 Cowboys fans in the stands.
All right. 800-636-1067 is the number. What do you think? Do you think that the Skins can pull off? It would be an upset. I mean,
definitely be an upset.
It's only five and a half point line on the game, but it would be an upset.
Can Case
be a big win?
Can Case throw for 300 plus again?
If
he can do that again,
I think he's going to because they're going to be behind.
Have a great shot at it.
They're going to be behind. He's going to have to throw. And, yeah, I think he's going to throw for right around that or over it.
Are you going to be able to watch the game live?
Yes.
Or are you going to be on the road?
No. My daughter has a volleyball trip, recruiting thing.
But you'll be back
Sunday. But I'll be back
Sunday.
Actually, we're coming back late Saturday night.
All right, that's good.
Yeah. So I'll be back for that.
Hey, you
can
even fill in for Cakes on the pregame show if you want.
You could do that.
Are you going to miss Terps?
Terps I will probably miss because I actually have a game I have to attend.
You can stream it.
Can I stream it on my phone?
What time is the game you have to attend?
I have two. There's a game at like 12:30, and there's a game at 5:30.
Ah.
It's like a tournament thing.
More than welcome to join us at Glory Days Grill in Alexandria.
Yes.
Sunday.
If you pay me.
I'm paying Jack.
I mean, you have to pay me.
I'm paying you.
And even then, I'd have to really consider it.
I'll give you some fries.
The problem with doing the pregame show, too. Now, so I didn't do the pregame. No one cares. But I didn't do it for 4 years because I was missing my kids' games, right? Because my kid played fall ball every Sunday. Now that's gone. So I actually could do it. But I hate it because you're out in Fairfax and you got to drive 30 minutes. I hate missing part of the action because I'm driving. I hate that aspect.
I'll usually miss the series. You just time it like when you can feel a punt.
Then you're racing. I've done it. I mean, you're flying.
Hey, dude, I'm there with you. When I was coaching my daughters in softball, I'd be down in Richmond for six games, and I wouldn't be able to see anything.
Yeah.
I mean,
I actually did the math on it. The amount of money that I passed up on for 4 years, I don't regret it, but it's a significant amount of money.
Could have used it, sure.
The significant amount of money.
Oh, you mean doing what they're doing? Yeah.
And you listen to Larry Michael.
Hey, B, you want to listen to me call the game?
Times 16 games times
if we wanted to,
a lot of money.
If we wanted to do, if all four of us wanted to do the pregame,
it's a year's college tuition. I mean,
they wouldn't have paid us. They would have chopped that money.
Yeah, it would have been chopped up.
Yeah. So you wouldn't have,
not sure. I don't think I got paid much less than that when I did it.
I'm glad you guys have punted because I have some looming large dental bills coming my way.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you guys have punted.
Your son's going to probably go to medical school. It's going to be cheap.
It's looking like that might happen. Yeah. So, yeah, I've got your all boy right, has bills to pay.
I can't remember. Did we all four do the pregame at one point?
For a period of time? Oh, yeah.
A long time ago. You would rotate. And then we might two and rotate.
Oh, like we do the Redskins, like it's FedEx. Yeah, were we getting paid for that?
Of course. Yeah.
I don't even remember.
Everything.
We did it on
a lot of money.
We weren't getting paid that much.
Not a lot.
Not we did it with Don Geronimo.
No. Well, I'm talking about
even after that.
Six or seven years ago.
Yeah, when you guys were in Lanham, you did it.
Oh, yeah. Dude, it was a lot of money. I passed up a lot of money.
All right, let's see if we can go to the phone calls. Is there?
I thought about it the other day as I was drinking.
I know, but my... Right. Always when you're drinking.
Yeah.
But my life is better for it because of it.
I don't regret it, but it would have been nice to have.
I mean, there was a lot of stuff that I wouldn't have been able to do if I committed to that.
Of course. Yeah.
I'm open for any appearance almost. Almost. Yes. I mean, I'll do almost anything. Bills are big.
All right, 800-636.
Bills are
Is there any juice
bills
for this game?
It's
Cowboy Week. There's got to be. I think it's just that people are so let down by the, like, no one has any hope because they're up 17. Although, when you really look at it, it's not that surprising. It happened so quickly. The lead was fleeting. They were in control.
They lost to a better team. A team that won the Super Bowl a couple years ago.
I still think they could have won it, but, like, it was... 17-7 when he scored the when Deshaun had the touchdown.
The first touchdown.
Yeah. And then
20-7 at the half.
And then they got the field goal 27, but then they got it right back. It was like a fleeting lead.
It was 27.
Well, that's why
they score right away when they come back from halftime.
Right, but that's why you've got to hit McLaurin on that second one to shift the momentum.
Oh yeah, that could have been a game changer.
Right, once it's 21-20.
But it wasn't like they were just dominating by 17 for long stretches. It was a fleeting lead.
Jason, quick fantasy aside, 10 seconds. Do you like dropping Cortland Sutton for McLaurin? Because somebody in this room may have done that
Cortland Sutton had 7 catches for like $1.20. He didn't score, but he had a bunch of targets.
He's
going against the Bears this weekend.
Right.
I think
it's kind of almost lateral move, slight upgrade.
Depends. If Jordan Reed's playing, that's going to take some targets away from McLaurin.
Yeah, it was a rash, impulsive move. I'm not saying it's the greatest
but
move
I can
ever.
See
I mean, it's
catching...
Cortland Sutton. It's not like you gave up DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah. True.
It's tough. You can't predict. If I could predict the world, I'd be a gazillionaire.
Yes.
All right. But I can't.
Then you go to Vegas and lose it all.
All right, let's bounce to these calls. 800-636-1067. You want to chime in? Give us your take on the game. It is Cowboy Week. My theory is people are just frustrated from last week, and 3/4 of the fan base has already given up.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable,
is here.
But I think 3/4 of the fan base has given up, and we're in week 2.
Our valet hasn't given up. He has the Redskins by 3.
He's always optimistic.
Yeah.
All right.
He's wrong a lot, but he's always optimistic.
When he's awake, sometimes I have to go in there and tell him.
You know what? If you were working the graveyard shift, you'd fall asleep too.
I agree.
All right, let's go to Dennis in Reston. 800-636-1067. What do you think happens? Hey, Dennis.
Hey, how are you guys doing this morning?
Hey,
what's going on? It's not that I've lost all hope in the Redskins, but our beginning schedule this year is just really tough. And, you know, Dallas and Philly, they're incredibly tough. I think Dallas this week, I think Dak Prescott is going to just – I think he's going to open it up against our defensive secondary. I don't think, even with Landon Collins and Josh Norman, I just don't think our defensive secondary is that good yet. And as far as Darius guys, they're not that good. And they're going to get burned. They're going to get and Jason Witten, he helps them so much with their running game. And Allen's hurt. It's just – you know, I don't know what to say. You know, in the Darius Geis situation, Adrian Peterson, if he doesn't play with a chip on his shoulder, I'll be surprised. Adrian to have a pretty good game. I expect him to have a pretty good game, but I just think that Dak Prescott is just going to eat our secondary alive.
The pass rush has got to get there. It did not get there against Carson Wentz. He couldn't have looked more comfortable throughout that game. You have to move Dak off of his spots. You have to get in his face, or
but
else
then keep him contained.
Well, he's going to crush you. I don't know
who's going to get home.
Hopefully, it's Sweat and or Kerrigan. I mean, those are the guys you're relying on, right?
I haven't seen that speed that Sweat has. He might be one of those guys that just has that speed on the clock, but it doesn't really show up on the field. I've saw it sideline
he's
to sideline.
He's played one NFL game.
No, he's got.
I've watched
it.
Him in all the preseason games too.
I know.
Believe me, he hasn't done that. He hasn't done that much yet.
Well, he did in the SEC, but this is a different world. He's going against.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, he's pretty much
all pro tackles.
He's pretty much getting stuffed every time he takes off the line.
All right, it's tough to ask him to do a lot against this line.
And they run right by him.
Okay, even Khalil Mack doesn't get a sack every play.
How about touch the quarterback? How about touch him?
I think he'll be okay.
How about
over
touch
time?
Him with your index finger?
He'll be okay. Over
Sweat
time.
Gets one sack this weekend. Anybody want to take the bet? Any takers?
Yeah, I'll take it.
Dollar. For a dollar.
Take it.
Dollar.
I'll be butt size to pay you for that.
Bring it in here.
I'll be butt size to pay you a dollar for that.
I'll put a dollar.
Anybody else?
You want to bet five? I'll pay you $5 for a sweat.
One.
For a sack.
I'm willing to bet one, not five.
Right.
He hadn't even got
I've built.
So
he hadn't got a pinky on a quarterback.
He's got to find that quarterback this weekend.
All right. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. How do you see it playing out on Sunday? We'll take your calls when we come back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Including the Hawaii game, which Cakes has a little interest.
Plus 21 and a half,
believe me,
Ricky.
So do I.
Wednesday night, Cakes and I went to Final Cut. But before we went to Final Cut at Charlestown Hollywood Casino, Cakes headed over to the sports book and placed that wager.
I did, yes.
So you can do that. Right now, 10th caller at 800-636-1067. We'll hook you up a ticket to see the Nationals take on Atlanta.
Why are you doing that
Saturday.
When we're doing calls? Don't wait till the end of the segment.
We got a couple calls, but this
you're
Saturday,
gonna ruin
Nats
it.
Park, be one of the first 20,000 fans, 21 years of age or older, in Nats Park for the game and take home a limited edition Oktoberfest Nationals beer stein. Tickets on sale now at nationals.com. That's courtesy of the Washington Nationals. Details at thefandc.com/contest. We'll go to the people that are
But you can't. But then you can't get new calls.
We'll let the calls filter through for the prize.
Just do it at the end of the set. Why does he always do that?
If you're
going
to criticize, how about you eat your Skinny Pop during the breaks and not on air? I mean, that's worse.
It does. No, that hurts the show more.
It doesn't. We had a couple callers, and Cakes was going to talk about the drill outside anyway.
Well, because it's a more important topic.
It sounds like there's stormtroopers coming to attack the building.
If you've been in D.C. lately, especially down near Nats Park, you understand it's just a hotbed.
There's more construction here than on any block in the country.
I don't know how I can ever leave the Homewood Suites, because every time I try, there's 100 dump trucks, there's cement mixers, there's 30 stop-slow guys
corner. It's the busiest block in the country.
So now behind us, there's a lot that I'm sure is owned by the Lerners, because they own everything down
here. They're going to put another high-rise.
There's another building about to go up.
Yeah.
And There's now one of the biggest machines I've ever seen. I don't even know what it's called. It's a crane with some sort of device that is
Just what plunging, are those things called? They're just big hammers.
It's plunging like a huge hammer into the ground at a rhythmic pace, and it's been doing it for the last half an hour or so, and it's shaking our building.
Still doing it.
It's shaking the building.
It does sound like in a movie when Jason likened it to stormtroopers, but it sounds like when it's an alien army,
yeah,
and they're about to attack and they're moving forward.
This will be lost on EB, but in Star Wars, I think in Empire Strikes Back, the AT-AT walkers.
Yeah, the AT-AT walkers.
It sounds like when they're just stomping
EB,
on the
ground. Do you know what the AT-AT walkers were?
Nope. No, he has no idea.
Nope. So, never heard of it.
I don't know what that machine is, but it's tilting everybody in this room. Aside from EB, who didn't even know what was happening.
Well, when I have my headphones on, I really can't hear it.
You can't feel it? You can't feel that shaking?
I guess I'm not that sensitive.
I'm consumed by it now. That's all I can think about.
I can't stop thinking about it.
All right, let's go to Paulie in Norfolk. He's got an...
we're going to wait 10 minutes now to clear out the line.
Don't cancel Bob Stoops.
He got calls, Rick.
Yeah, but I want to get more. I want to piss off. I'm actually angry at Redskins fans because I really feel like the vast majority have given up after that blown 17-point lead.
Yes.
Already. Usually it happens by, like, week four. It's happened by week two.
Maybe they didn't sell out their home opener last year.
Well, what they're never going to sell out anymore.
I think they're
scaredy
cats
because
of the schedule. They've seen what the schedule looks like in the first 5 weeks.
They're going to do poorly in the first four or five. They are, no matter what. But then they're going to go on a little run, the middle portion of it. I'm telling you.
What if after five, they're 1-4?
That's what I think they're going to be.
And they say, well, it's Haskins' time.
Skins fans,
well, fine,
just,
but
they're just reasonable.
I have them going 1-4 to start, but then I have them going on a run. I do. Okay. I have them winning 4 out of 5. Miami stinks. I'm not a big believer in San Francisco. Buffalo and the Jets. I mean, those are all winnable games.
Yeah, but they won't. They won't win all four.
All right, but they're definitely
they're
very
Buffalo.
Winnable.
Buffalo's not a pushover.
Yeah. I'll take Buffalo right now.
All right, put me in. Go to Paulie.
All right, dollar on that.
Paulie, what's up? You're on with the Jets.
What's up, guys? How you doing, man?
Hey,
to the Redskins.
Yeah, yeah. Paulie in Norfolk. What's up?
Hey, that machine is setting the foundations for a building.
Yeah, what's it called, though?
That's why you're hitting all the pings, man. It's setting foundations for the building. Oh. You know, unlike the Redskins, we have no foundation.
Nice pivot. I like it.
But, hey, man, it's not going to be pretty on Sunday, man. I mean, the Cowboys will come in here and take our lunch. I hate to say it, but you're right. You know, I've given up on the season.
Already? One game. You should be encouraged.
I've seen the Jay Gruden movie before, man. Mm-hmm. Even if we somehow, some way, luck up and win this game, do you think it's gonna springboard us to a successful season, or is it going to be the same roller coaster season that we have with Jay Gruden?
I think it's going to be a roller coaster. I think it's going to be a roller coaster.
I see you guys talking about Miami and Buffalo and – do you know them guys are looking at us like that's a game we can win?
Of course they are.
Yeah, man. Hey, it's gonna
still
be
think we're
ugly.
Better than them.
Look, it's going to be a blowout in the stands, and it's going to be a blowout on the field.
It's a good line.
That is a good line.
It's a good line.
Meant to steal that from you.
I hate to say it, man. But y'all have a good weekend, man. Be safe out there.
All right, you too, Paul.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks for the
Thank
call
you,
from
pal.
Norfolk.
Calling from Norfolk. What's our station in Norfolk? Oh, my. Am I stumping you?
I know that off the top of my head.
I thought JP knows that stuff. He doesn't know that stuff? We know the Richmond 910.
We are on 850 AM and 96.5 FM in Norfolk, and we're very appreciative.
Yes, we are.
We love our Norfolk listeners.
Let's go to Mike in Manassas, listening on the mighty 106.7, the Fan.
Yes,
what's up,
we know
Mike?
That. We know those call letters.
Yeah.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
Doing great.
What's up?
I guess I'm on the same track as your previous caller. I'm looking at like almost a shutout this weekend. Their run defense is fantastic. Their offensive line is going to just hold our pass rushers at bay. It's not even really going to be a contest. I would be surprised if Tressway has anything under 12 punts in the game.
12.
12
so,
punts.
All right.
I'll take the bet.
So, you know, just I don't see AP really doing a whole heck of a lot with that offensive line. Donald, if Trent Williams isn't in and you got Eric Flowers starting a left guard, good Lord. I mean, this is just not going to be pretty. And it's the same old story with Jay Gruden. No adjustments. His game plan is to come out in the nickel package all the time, you know, the nickel pass package all the time and just throw the ball to slots or whatever. And Jordan Reed is unpredictable. He could turn over in bed and get a concussion. So it's, you know, it's just the way it is. It's how the Redskins fans are looking at this season at this point. You know, there's no real clear starter at quarterback. The wide receiving core is young. You know, we still have Josh Norman on the roster. Landon Collins was signed for a huge deal. It's just, there's a lot there, and we just need to figure that out.
I mean, this, this Cowboys defense that he's hyping up, by the way, allowed 9 yards per carry. Now, I understand it's Saquon Barkley. I get the fact that he's a superstar, and a big chunk of that was on one run, but I mean, still 9 yards per carry.
I don't know anything about their secondary. I'm just looking at their names. They don't jump out at me. I don't know anything about their secondary. So if we can give Case 3 seconds, 3.5 seconds, we should be able to make some throws.
Well, what I'd say is they were a middle-of-the-pack defense last year. I don't want to make too many judgments.
They're pretty good against the run, though.
I don't want to make too many judgments based on one game against the New York Giants. But last year, they were a middle-of-the-pack defense. I know they got a great linebacking core. You're right.
Their linebackers are stud.
They're secondary. I don't know anything about those guys.
Jalen Smith, stud. Van Der Esch, stud. Sean Lee, if he doesn't have a concussion, stud.
No, he's always great linebacking core when healthy.
All right,
but you know what? They don't have to be. Because their offense can score enough points. They don't have to hold the Skins to 10 points.
I don't have much faith in our defense right now, so it's hard for me to argue. Let's go to Mike. You just have to get lucky. We'd have to play out of our minds. Mike, what's up?
How you guys doing?
Hey.
What's up?
I have a little faith in the Redskins that they might be able to hang with them this week. Last week, the Eagles, their offense has played together for a few years. The Redskins, that was the first time pretty much that offense has played a regular season game together and somewhat hung with the Eagles. And now they got a game under their belt. Hopefully we can, like I said, hang with
the Cowboys
this week.
Well, it is a different offense this
week. Because
by the way, it is a different offense this week because you have Adrian Peterson.
Right.
So the offense, yeah, they had one game together with Darius Geis. As we talked to Craig Hoffman, a Redskins beat reporter, the offense is going to look a little bit different with Adrian Peterson in the backfield because they just can't do as much as they were able to do with Geis.
That's why I think they're better with Geis in there.
I mean, they got all new receivers. They've got a new quarterback.
Yeah, but his point is that we'll be
a couple of offensive linemen.
But his point is that was their first regular season game. They should be a little bit better in the second game. That was his point.
Yeah.
Not that they're just young.
Maybe.
But
I thought Carolina was going to win last night. They looked like poop.
Let's go to Jeremy in Olney. Jeremy, what's up?
Gentlemen, good morning.
What's
good morning.
Up? Hey.
So listen. Even when we started 6-3 last year, my wife's a Ravens fan. She said, "You must be excited." And I said, "No, we're going to find a way to blow it." Guys, we're the Cleveland Browns with a worse stadium and a lush for a GM. There's really no reason at this point to have any hope at all. I'm invested enough to maybe watch the game to see if we keep it competitive, but there's no way I would go to that stadium and be surrounded by 30,000 Cowboys fans. That's all, guys. Thanks so much.
All right, thanks. Yeah, I wouldn't go to the stadium either. Big pain in the ass.
Very positive there. Very
but
positive.
I don't know how that shouldn't really affect the game. It'd be annoying to see it. See all, the Cowboys,
all the Cowboys
fans there.
Fans?
Yeah, it shouldn't really affect you.
No.
On the field.
No. Takes will we see more
Talent
Redskins jerseys or Cowboys jerseys at Glory Days Grill in Alexandria?
I would say we're going to see more Skins jerseys, but there will be a smattering of Cowboys jerseys there.
We'll see some terrible Skins jerseys. Who did we see this past week?
Saw really faded Chris Cooley jersey.
Yeah, really
very,
old
very
Cooley.
Faded.
All right, I want to go to more calls, but Valdez doesn't want to, so says we're up against
it. Well, I also saw Deshaun Jackson. We saw Deshaun Jackson. It was a kid.
Okay.
A Redskins Deshaun Jackson.
That's right. Like three teams ago.
All right, phone number's 800-636-1067. What do you think happens in this Redskins-Cowboys matchup? We'll take more calls next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.